running.
For you, how dare you?
Why can't I say that?
Yes, we've never had a real life diva.
Don't give up.
Warning.
Sis, who does he think he is?
I have some dirt.
Will you confirm or deny?
Maybe you should rephrase the question.
Warning.
Oh my God. Okay, let's focus.
From reality TV to real life, it's all just So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.
Guys, welcome to another episode of So Dramatic. I'm Megan Pistetto. It's officially Bachelor season, and that means I'm officially free from the chains of paradise, or should I say, X on the Beach starring Kieran, Tim, and Matt. Good riddance. I am very excited to have a fresh bunch of contestants to spill tea on because I'd completely run out of Jamie and Kieran jokes, I must say. But before we move on, can I just talk about how epic the last episode of So Dramatic was? So many bombshells were detonated here. It was insane. It was some real life Jerry Springer, Dr. Phil / Oprah shit right here on So Dramatic. And I just wanted to say a big thank you to all my amazing super spreaders who shared the episode around. It went more viral than an STD. It was the talk of the town, thanks to you guys.
I don't know if anyone's been listening to So Dramatic. It's a podcast that literally spills all the tea.
So Kiki was on the So Dramatic podcast. This aired last night, and she admitted that she dated Kieran for about a month after filming. Mm-hmm. He even moved to Darwin to live with her.
It wouldn't be a Bachelor if you weren't the subject of some gossip.
Oh, what have they done?
So a podcast has accused you of cheating, Glenn, with Helena. What the hell? What is this?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to deny it. It actually did happen.
We surpassed Oprah on the podcast charts again. In fact, we just about surpassed everyone. We were trending at number one on Spotify and number five overall on Apple, which is just insane. So thank you to everyone who did share the episode. Coming up today, I know you've all been waiting very patiently for me to start spilling the tea on Lockie's season. Now, I love to spoil you guys, and because you all helped me top the charts, I have a very, very special treat in store for you all today. So I've said before that my favorite thing in the world is when contestants go rogue, but the thing I love way more above this is when they go rogue and unleash on everyone and everything. And that's what I've got in store for you guys today. I present to you all a contestant from the current season of The Bachelor, Nadine Kotsky, who not only absolutely unleashes on Lockie and the entire Bachelor franchise and everyone involved, but she reveals who she believes the winner is. Spoiler alert ahead, she must have been listening to So Dramatic as well, because she's been taking notes and she's got the evidence to back her theory up as well. Christmas has come early this year, guys. 2020 is not all bad. Put the kettle on, grab the popcorn, and call 000 because shit is about to go down right here. So much drama, such little time. Let's get into the show.
Do not fight amongst yourselves. Please come to me.
So will you confirm or deny?
At least you're honest with me.
So exclusive. Got a very special surprise for you guys today. I've got a contestant from the current season of The Bachelor on the line. I've got Nadine Kotsky. She was evicted on the first night. However, she is a very outspoken girl and she's got a lot to say, except sadly we didn't get to see any of that during the first episode. So I've got her on the line now and she's going to say it all here. Hey, Nadine.
Hey.
So I was shocked that you and Paige left on the first night, actually, because you're both incredibly beautiful and I thought you were actually going to be the next villain, like diva-like villain, like Larina Fleur, because you guys are friends, right?
Yeah, Larina and I have been friends for a while. It's interesting, though, because a lot of the feedback has been, I can't believe you guys left. Like, people have been DMing me, like, off the chart saying, I can't believe you guys left. Like, you thought, you know, you were going to be in there for the long run, at least the top three. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's producer-driven. So I guess if you're not, like, you know, that person that they want to see on camera, then it's not really interesting for them. They keep people in there for entertainment. Like, it's obvious.
What, so you think you went home early because of the producers and not Lockie?
Well, I think it's both. I think he's a puppet, and I saw that from the first 5 minutes. They made me do my intro. When I walked in, you saw that introduction.
Mm.
They made me actually run with that twice because they were talking in his ear at one point and it was extremely distracting. And I actually said to him, do you not, like, can you not speak for yourself? Do you have to listen to what they're saying to you?
What, he had an earpiece?
Yeah, and he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I can literally hear everything that they're saying to you. Like, it's very distracting. And they were like, Nadine, you can't talk about production. Do it again. And I was like, this is so freaking, like, I can't, like, is this all stage? Like, I don't get it.
So sorry, what were they saying into his ear? What could you hear them saying?
Color, she's beautiful. You're the most beautiful woman I've seen. Ask her, what does she do? How does she feel? And then he was listening.
And you could hear everything.
And then like a puppet that he is, yep, like the puppet that he is, repeating. Literally, just repeating everything that they were saying.
Wow. I did think he seemed a bit rehearsed, like, because I've heard stories about him and I was like, this doesn't sound like the Lockie I know about.
Yeah, nah, it's literally all rehearsed. And unfortunately, I think some bachelors go on there with the intention of finding love. But unfortunately, I feel like, and even my mum was saying, I honestly got the worst one. I got one that was just fake. And unfortunately, I'm not a fake person. I can't be subjected to that. I just can't.
So you're not a fan of Lockie at all?
No, because I feel like his intentions were extremely ungenuine. And for the girls that went in there for genuine reasons, like myself, we got the bad end. So it's not going to work. Yeah. If you're going in there for non-genuine reasons and you have people that are going to guide you and help you grow, as a person in terms of, you know, publicity, of course you're going to listen to them. You're going to do everything they tell you to do, whether or not that's taking out the two most prettiest girls, and keeping the ones in there that, you know, like a rebar or, you know, other girls that are going to cause issues and be their puppets as well.
So do you think that, like, producers, because you'd spoken up about, because you, I guess you could hear what he was saying, what was coming through the earpiece, and you kind of pulled them up on it. Do you think that's why you went home early?
Yeah, they actually, there was a lot of things that happened, and interestingly enough, they didn't show it. And, you know, I actually came out before, obviously, it was aired and addressed this, not to just the producers, but to also the psychologists. And, you know, it's interesting. I said, you know, because they don't feed you. They literally don't feed you.
What do you mean? There's no food?
No. So you start filming from 5 o'clock. So that rose ceremony went on for two nights. So from 5 in the afternoon, you start getting ready till the sun comes up, they stop filming.
Yeah, I heard it was 5 a.m. the next day, but I heard it was 3 nights that they filmed that first rose.
No, it was 2 nights. It was 2 nights because it went over the time and the sun came up. Now, they gave, like, for example, they gave Zoe way too much alcohol and she was on medication. Like, why are you doing that? I was in the room with her and she was really unwell a few nights before we started filming, and they knew that. Then they give her all this alcohol and then make her look like an idiot. Like, it's so unfair. And I called them out on that. And I actually said, you know, you're not feeding the girls. You're giving them all this alcohol. Why are you giving her alcohol? And it's interesting. If you saw, they actually zoomed in on me eating just so then they were in the clear. Like, look,
themselves.
She comes out and says we didn't feed her. She's eating.
Here's a close-up of Nadine eating a sandwich.
Yeah. So if Nadine says she didn't eat, she did, but we didn't fucking eat. We ate, that was at 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning from not eating from, like, I think it was like 5 in the afternoon, 6 in the afternoon.
And how much alcohol are you drinking? Because I heard there was a drink limit and you could only have 2 drinks per hour.
There's no freaking drink limit. You know what they do? They tell you, oh, we've got drink limits. We've got psychologists. We've got this. We've got that. They have nada. It's just all for show. And I'm a criminologist by trade, yeah? So what will take girls a month or whatever it is to realize what these people are up to, it took me 5 minutes. They hated it. They hated that I could see it. I could read it. What's interesting is they also didn't even show the part where the producer came in and started telling me, stop going around to the girls and telling them that, you know, production's trying to turn them against each other. I said, but you are. And that was the catalyst for me leaving. And Lockie actually came and grabbed me and said, I heard you wanted to leave. And I said, yes. And he's like, is there anything I can do to change your mind? Like, your entrance was amazing. I didn't get it. Like, why do you want to leave? And I said, because the producers are fake. And at this point, I wanted to be D-mic'd, but I didn't get to. And he was like, just cover your mic. And I said, the producers are fake. This is fake and everyone's fake. He's like, so you're saying I'm fake? I said, yep, you and amongst all of them fake. I can't be this person.
Oh, my God.
Then they came back in and took me to another room whilst they were drying my dress for an hour, putting me out in the rain. If you walk out, we're going to sue you.
What if you leave the show?
Yeah. I wanted to walk out at that point. And they said, if you leave and don't go through elimination, we're going to sue you. And so basically they came back in 20 minutes later, made him stop talking to me and said, the rose has gone from one rose to two. They didn't show any of that though. And I had to stand there for 5 hours, and mind you, there's candles in that room, so it's so hot and girls are like fainting with my heels on that I've been with, like wearing since 5 in the afternoon. And stand there, be humiliated. And people say, oh, you know, she didn't leave, like she didn't get eliminated. She got eliminated. She didn't want to leave. Yeah, because they don't show that. I'm not controlling the editing. They are.
So they threatened to sue you if you didn't continue until the rose ceremony and make it look like Lockie evicted you. But really, you told them, I'm out of here.
Correct. And I told him too. And he was like, what can I do to change your mind? What can I do? And I was like, nothing. I want out. I can't be here.
Wow.
I'm like, I can't, I'm not like, I can't be subjected to, you know, chasing, like this is, I'm not in alliance then with one piece of meat. I'm not going to do that.
But didn't you know before the show what you were signing up for? That's like, you know what, there's going to be 20 other girls and one guy.
Yeah.
What was so different to what you expected it to be?
Because you know what I thought? I thought maybe it's a little more natural. Maybe it's more genuine, not to the point where, you know, they make you have a conversation with a girl and they say to you, oh, can you just do that again? Like, that's not reality TV show, you telling me what to say. This is not a script. I'm not a part of a movie. I'm not a puppet. Like, I can't do that. And, you know, like, yes, I knew that there were going to be all these girls, but at the end of the day, he needs to be man enough and step up and know what he wants. And if he can't be that person, I'm not interested. Like, I'm not interested in being with someone that's just going to listen to people say, jump, and he goes, how high? Like, I can't do that. I can't. And they tell you that it's going to be, you know, all of these things, but when you get in there, they don't tell you. Do they tell you that they're going to lock you up in a hotel for 1 week?
What?
They don't tell you
when
that.
When were you in a hotel for a week in the lead up?
So they lock you in a hotel. So I feel so sorry for anyone that is in that has to quarantine, because I couldn't I wanted out at maybe like day three. They take you to a hotel. They don't tell you where they're taking you to, make you wear hoodies, cover your face, whatever. You're not allowed to even go outside and get fresh air.
What?
You're not even allowed to leave the level that you're on for 1 week.
What? That's wild.
I was having like a panic attack, and only the girls that were allowed to smoke were given the exemption.
Oh my
so
God.
You have to take up smoking.
You should have pretended you were a full-time smoker.
Yeah.
And this isn't.
So I was like, yeah, I'm a smoker now. I need to go out. I need to get out.
And this was before filming start, like before the show started?
Correct. Okay. And then they move you to another location. Right. And like, it's just
I didn't
fuck.
Know that.
So yeah, they lock you up. They lock you up in a hotel room for a week.
Wow. I guess, yeah, they can't really keep you from going outside. It's a bit intense.
Well, imagine you're being caged and then you're let out in the wild. What do you think? And with alcohol and no food.
But they didn't feed you in the hotel. They didn't feed you in the hotel in the week before, or you mean on the rose ceremony night?
Yeah, like you imagine being locked up in for a week, caged, and then you're set free into the wild. What do you think's going to happen on camera?
What
do you know what I mean?
What were the conditions like in the hotel? I'm picturing coronavirus vibes. Like, what was it like? What was the food like? What was the accommodation like?
We had selection of four different types of meals. So you'd rotate. You'd be in a room with somebody else. You weren't allowed out. You know, they just tell you, read a book. You don't have your phones at this point either.
I'd die.
Oh, it is like all you got to do. Oh, and you can't even open the blinds.
What?
The curtains. Yeah, no, nah, you're not allowed because people are going to take photos like the Daily Mail and yada, yada, yada. They're waiting.
Oh, my God. They're waiting to bounce. That's crazy. Yeah. I thought it was only like two nights before that they did that. I didn't realize it was a week.
No, it was about a week.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's inhuman. I don't know how they're operating. I actually don't know how there is not like internal investigation into how they treat these women. And any woman, I'm telling you, that goes on there with a non-genuine guy like Lockie, she's not there for love. She's not. Because you have to be so freaking mentally strong to be subjected to that. And to be honest, like even with the whole, you know, I honestly think Bella's going to win. And the reason why I think that is because I personally think it was set up. Like you're going to be more likely to just go, you know what, I'm going to suck this up and deal with it rather than being, you know, oblivious to what's going on and feeling the pressure. Like you're just not going to be able to handle it. It's not mentally, you know,
sustainable.
Stable.
So you mean you'd really have to want it to put up with that?
Yeah, you'd really want the like you'd have to sell your soul to the devil. That's it. You want to sell your soul to the devil, like most celebrities, you know, would if they want to reach that highest level. That's what you have to do. You have to be subjected to all sorts of things.
Savage. I'm glad I haven't signed up for any reality TV shows.
No,
then.
Don't do it. Especially with. I seriously wouldn't.
Okay, so let's just backtrack. What do you mean, Bella? There was an agreement with Bella. What do you mean?
There was a rumor, not just from myself, but from pretty much all the girls. Apparently, they met in Bali and it was agreed. She basically made an agreement to go on the show and then they'd be together. Now, it's so obvious because if you were there on the night, I actually said, and I looked over to her and I said, you are going to win. And she goes, oh, why do you say that? And I was like, it's so obvious. And I asked her, did you guys know each other beforehand? She's like, no, I've never met him. But remember, I'm like, I can read people so well and it just looked so set up, their interaction, everything, everyone was saying it. So she told someone that she was very close with,
like another girl,
thought she could,
one of the other contestants.
Yes, that she thought she could trust. And she told her that they met in Bali, they had an agreement, it was always going to be her. So basically, we were all just background puppets to create drama. And she was always going to be the one that was going to win.
Oh, my God. Bombshell. That's wild.
It's crazy because why you wasted our time? Like, you knew this was going to happen. Everyone else didn't even have a chance. You're putting them through this bloody crap. In the end, they're just subjected to all these sorts of things. It's mentally fucked up what they have to go through. And then they come out in the end with nothing. Like, it's not right. And I wasn't going to stand for it. Like, I could see it straight away. I was like, none of us are going to be there at the end. It's going to be her.
Wait, so why did they go on the show then? Why didn't they just live happily ever after in Bali after they'd met? What's the point
what
of going?
Mean?
Like, what's the point of going on the show?
On. Because it's fame.
For what fame.
Best way to get fame. And, you know, the fact that they're still together just makes them even stronger.
Wow.
Look at her following. It's gone up by like a ridiculous amount.
She already had quite a big following before the show too.
well, you think about it, why her out of everyone, her following has gone through the roof. There are people inside, producers, that will sell these stories to outlets, yeah? Like, you look at that article that's been published about Bella. This is because there are inside people that are they will tip people off, okay, and say, Bella won, just letting you know, Bella, you know what I mean? And they get paid for it.
Do you think, so are you 100% sure that she wins?
I am 95%. Between Irene and her, I can't say 100% because I'm not certain, but you can hear the voices, yeah? You can hear Irene and you can hear Bella. Go on Sportsbet and even look at how their numbers have gone down significantly. They were at $5 each. Mm. Irene's now $1.75 and Bella's like $3.
I heard that it was Irene and Bella in the top two as well, but then I was thinking, are they making it too obvious that it's Bella? And maybe it's not. You know how they always do that and they like feed one person to you and it's so obvious. Like, it's actually so obvious. Yeah. I don't know if it can be her.
But
maybe they're setting us up for disappointment.
It's true, but think about it. If they've made an agreement with Bella beforehand to receive exchange for publicity, who are they going to promote? They're going to give her everything they need to give her in order for her to be happy and satisfied and work with them, yeah? It's what they do. Like, look at how much they cut me out. They did an 8-hour filming promo of me, of a background story of me, didn't even publish it, didn't even give me any of my photos, videos of my entrance, nothing. Even my entrance, all they made it about was Laura saying, can we please stop the drums? Like, fake bitch. Like, you sit there pretending like you're happy for people and you just want to be the villain, which she said to me. She's like, babe, I'm just here to be the villain. Like, I don't even care. Like, I just want to be the villain so I can be on TV.
Wow.
Come on. Like, even half of the girls in there have boyfriends. Like, it's just.
Really? Who?
It's messed up.
Who has boyfriend?
Like, it's come out now that Paige had a boyfriend beforehand. And you know what? Whatever. If she did, maybe she just met him and she realized it wasn't for her. But like, how do you let someone that's like the most, I think she's the most stunning out of all of them, be the one to leave? Like, how? Because she's not good for TV?
I thought she's stunning. Like, I think she's stunning as well. Like, I was really shocked that she left.
Well, he said to her, she was shocked too, because he's like to her, oh, you're the most stunning one here. I had a really good connection with you. Then next thing you know, she's left.
Neck minute.
Yeah, neck minute. Gone.
So,
but like, yeah, it's all like just shit.
Who else had a boyfriend on the outside?
Don't know names, but I know there were like people saying a lot of the girls in here have boyfriends or had boyfriends and they just
dumped
broke
them
up
for the
to
show,
go
yeah.
on the show. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So do you think a lot of the girls on there are just on there for fame as well?
Yes, but I reckon there is a handful that are oblivious to think, not knowing that Bella's been set up. And they've obviously now found out that it is. And they feel stupid. They feel really dumb. And they hate the producers now. Like, anyone that tells you they're all on their side, that's because the producers will feed them with Bachelor in Paradise, you know, The Project, which I was supposed to go on, and they cut me out of that too.
Are they really, you know, using, like, The Project as a to lure them to behave, keep them in line?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You can imagine, like, a vulnerable person, yeah, you'll lure them in with anything. And this is what they promised them with, and then the girls go, oh, no, I've been promised this. I better keep my mouth shut. Like, who cares, man? Like, you think that they're out for you. They're out for themselves. It's all just for what they want and what benefits them. That's it.
Are you still friends with any of the other girls?
Yeah, yeah.
Which ones?
Well, actually, the girls have cut me out of the group chat because they think that I've gone and said something.
What? They cut you out? Like, actually?
Oh, yeah, I've been removed. It's like, you have been removed.
Get
and
out.
I spoke to the admin today and I said, you know,
admin.
You should get your facts right. Yeah.
Who's the admin?
Marlena.
And what, she cut you out?
Yep. And I said, get your facts right, because everybody in there have actually gone to outside sources and told them it hasn't come from me. And they know that people have group chats every year. Like, don't say that it's from me. Like, if things are being said off the record and people are using that against me, like I can't help that. You know what I mean?
What was being said in the group chat? And did they think that you leaked it?
Yeah. Okay. They think I leaked it. And as soon as that thing came out, well, things like, you know, what girls were doing to each other. They were talking about the producers, like bagging them, bagging Lockie. Like,
what were they saying?
Like, he's dumb. He's only there for fame. It's all set up. La, la, la. Like, things like that.
Wow.
Things
so it's unanimous.
Yep. Yep.
Doesn't sound like he's going to be a very loved bachelor.
Nah, we actually said he's going to be this year's most hated bachelor.
Oh, my God.
We've all said it.
That makes me excited.
I'm
actually
not in the group anymore. So
they've completely.
It's like that mean girl thing. Like that mean girl.
She doesn't even go here.
Yeah, I've been like subjected to, you can't sit with us.
I'm going to make meme for that for Instagram when this goes out. So you've been completely ostracized by them all. Who are you still talking to? Is there anyone that's still being nice?
Zoe and Julietta, who's like my fave, and Paige. Of course.
Okay.
But Julietta, like, love her to bits. I also love Zoe as well. You know, what she's been subjected to is a little bit crap, but it's not even her fault. It's honestly, they've done that to her, and hopefully she realizes that she can't trust them. Like,
same. Zoe Claire's my favorite.
Oh, she's I feel so bad for her. I feel so bad. Like, she's struggling with all that's happening. Like, you imagine, you putting all your trust in these producers and then they make you look like that.
What, it didn't happen like that? Wasn't she drunk?
No.
Or you mean that she was drunk because of the alcohol mixing?
And they knew that she was on medication. Okay. Like, how are they giving her all that alcohol?
So there probably should have been an RSA thing, knowing someone's on medication, I guess.
Correct. Monitor. Like,
yeah.
But they did it on purpose because they wanted her to go, like, look that shit crazy. And why was the focus on – and then, you know, they said, oh, she got sick so she couldn't attend the rose ceremony. No. Well, I'll tell you what happened. She passed out from too much alcohol and was throwing her guts out because they gave her too much alcohol.
I heard that. And I heard there was a spew bucket and they had to call paramedics.
Yep. So them saying, and then do you know what's a little bit, like, I love Zoe to death, don't get me wrong, but it's a little unfair that, you know, no one, like, who's to say that Paige would have gone home if Zoe didn't get sick? Or, you know, like, anyone could have just pretended but passed out, for example. She genuinely didn't pretend. She was really sick. But let's just say I said I passed out. Was I going to get the rose? Do you know what I mean? So then
it
disadvantaged everyone.
So it's almost like pre-planned. It's a bit rigged.
Well, maybe from the producer's end, but you don't know. Like, they tell you what to do as well, yeah? They could say to you, do this so you can get a rose or whatever. But, you know, she was subjected to excessive amounts of alcohol when she shouldn't have been. That is for certain because I was watching it and it was something I said to them. I said, stop giving her alcohol. She's on medication. But, you know, it is a little bit unfair because who's to say Paige wouldn't have stayed? Do you know what I mean? Like, forget me. I wanted to leave. But, like, it was a little bit of a disadvantage. What they should have done is, okay, Zoe's sick. Let's redo this again when she's better.
I guess they probably, maybe they just wanted to give her the benefit of the doubt, or they might have felt bad that she was so sick. Poor girl.
Yeah, but it's not.
Imagine being sick and then being booted all in the one night.
Well, no, that would have been so fucked up. But my point is, they should have taken responsibility for her being sick and then not disadvantaged the other girl, because you just don't know how it would have played out if she wasn't sick.
We've all been there.
Exactly. Once you have one, you just want to keep having more. Like, you're in that zone.
And everyone's had been that drunk, but then having it play out on national TV, it's a nightmare. Wouldn't be nice.
Yeah.
Did producers say to you, she's just really drunk? Like, what did they actually say to you? Or did they try to kind of sweep it under the rug?
I was like, you need to stop. This was at about maybe like 8 o'clock. I said, you need to stop giving her alcohol. She's really drunk. and she's on medication, and she had, like, she was feeling sick with, you know, something a few days ago. Like, you need to stop using alcohol. And they're like, no, we monitor all the alcohol we're giving to the girls. You're not monitoring shit. You're there behind the cameras telling girls, go and tell her that she's a fucking bitch. Okay, I'll go on her, tell her she's a fucking bitch.
Well, so they actually, like, prompt you and tell you what type of things to do.
Oh, my God. You know what they do? They did this to Julieta and Zoe. So they go and say, Julieta said this about you. My producer just came and told me. You should go and confront Julieta now and tell her.
Wow.
Zoe doesn't know if this is true. So Zoe goes up to Julieta and says, did you say this about me? My producer told me. This was actually said whilst they were still filming. My producer told me that you said this about me. But Julieta's like, I didn't say that. Or, like, you know, this is what happened. Julieta's like, I didn't say that. Then Julieta was like, oh, my God, how can producers do that? Like, how can – then I said, why are you turning the girls against each other? And then that's when I was told off in the middle of the cocktail party. I had a producer come up to me and say, you're not allowed to talk about production. Stop turning the girls against each other and telling them that we're turning them against each other.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, but you are. This is exactly what you're doing. And then when I saw that, I was just like, Megan, I was just like, fuck this. I can't do it. It's not right.
And they probably also thought, like, oh, God, this girl's smart. She's on to us.
Oh, yeah. They went and told him, Nadine's turning the girls against us. She's scaring them. Yeah, she's scaring them.
God, they would have been like, Lockie, get her out of here straight away.
100%. Get her out. She's going to ruin everything.
Was there any other dramas that we didn't see that happened that night that weren't shown?
Apparently, I heard that some girl got a knife on another girl. Like, I didn't even know.
A knife?
I wasn't there. Yeah,
on the first night?
No. This was like, I think the next couple of days after that.
What do you mean,
like,
a knife?
She was waving around. Well, she was just waving around the knife, like, because she was angry at one of the other girls.
What?
Yeah.
Get out. What, in the mansion?
In the mansion. And then they were trying to pin it on Julieta, and I was like, Julieta wouldn't do that. And so they kept, like, jumping around saying, because they hated Julieta, yeah? Everyone was bullying her. Like, aww. I actually had to stop them from bullying her.
Why were they bullying her?
And it was one, she was a target. Like, even my mum said to me, why do they keep bullying Julieta? And I was like, because she's a target to them. She's easy. She's, like, this soft, sweet girl, yeah? And she just, like, she's got sassiness, but she's, like, you know, innocent sassiness. But, you know, there was a knife going around, and I was just like, how are they even, like, allowing that to happen? Like, what if someone actually stabbed someone? Like, for real. You don't know what you're getting. You could be getting, like, a psycho, you know? And there was, like, no monitoring of that.
But someone pulled a knife out in anger and was waving it around at someone else.
Correct. She was, like, waving it around.
Shit.
Yeah. And, I mean, look,
and
they can deny that that happened, but why do all five girls or six girls have said the same, that they saw the same thing?
And did producers come in and stop it? Like, how did she put the knife down? Like,
no, nah.
So just kind of diffused
itself. There was nobody there. Yeah, you know, like,
that's scary.
During the day, God. You actually just sit there. You sit there, like, waiting for production, but there's no one really there filming you. You have, like, breaks where there's no one there. And it's usually during the day or at night when it's time to go to sleep. So apparently this happened during the night when everyone had left them in the mansion, and she was just, like, waving it around. So I would assume that maybe the caretaker would have been like, stop, blah, blah, blah. But then apparently they just had to call people in to, like, security or something.
Oh, my God. What the hell? This is wild. Yeah. I got told it was a boring season. It doesn't sound very boring.
Oh, my God, it's not. Don't you see, like, how, like, do you ever watch in the first cocktail party that much drama?
The cocktail party was good, but, like, the other night, the second night was really bad. I was bored. I fell asleep.
Yeah, same. But but that's what they see. That's the point. They just need that, like, they need that drama. But, like, you never watch cocktail parties, the first cocktail party, even everyone's commenting and saying it, to be that ruthless. Like, it's not supposed to be that way. But, you know, like, they were saying that the numbers are declining in viewers. So I guess they're just doing whatever they can to get their numbers up for people to watch. And, you know, they'll do anything, yeah?
I'm not complaining. I like the drama.
but not when there's people's, like, safety, you know, like, at jeopardy. Like, that's messed up.
What else is going to happen this season?
There's people that walk out. There's people that were also told what I was told. And they said, if you walk out, you're going to be sued. But she didn't care.
Who was it?
Because she, I can't. Yeah, I can't.
That's all right. So someone else wanted to walk as well?
Yes. A few people wanted to walk because they were subjected to filming. So you know when it went into COVID?
Yep.
They had to video call and text and stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So the producers were actually telling the girls, you need to FaceTime him. If you want to get through,
it's
cutting it. Like, yeah.
This is wild.
I'm telling you, this is in text messages. I'm not making this up. And the girls were like,
producers
what do
said,
you mean? And yeah, the producers were like, you know, it's girl for girl now. Like, you need to do something to grab his attention. So we would suggest sexting, sex timing, blah, blah, blah.
What?
And the girl was like, I'm not doing that. I want to leave. Like, this is fucked. And they said the same thing to her. If you walk out, we're going to sue you. This is what they are threatening you with all the time.
Wow.
We're going to cut your publicity, la, la, la. Yeah. So God knows what girls are subjected to, sex timing him. Fuck that. Lucky I left. I'm sex timing him.
Oh, my God. You're so funny.
Fuck. You'll probably say, use all right, everyone.
What else can we expect? Is there anything else that I should be on the lookout for this season?
I guess, you know, people wanting to leave because they don't want to go to Bali. And then they also heard that he was, like, seeing other people from math.
During the break? You know, I think that was that Alex girl.
Yep. So apparently they slept together.
Really?
Or slept together, kissed something. I don't know what it was, but who knows? It's probably a rumor, but you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, because he's a sleazeball. and yeah, so like he was texting other girls, texting his exes, texting new girls, sexting, sex timing.
What, this was during the filming break?
Well, remember, they didn't know if this was going to continue, yeah? So he was like, fuck, how am I going to get my fame? I got to go and be with someone from that.
So he's keeping his options open.
Exactly. And they told them that this may never, what I was told, that it actually may never go back. Like, there may never be a Bachelor this year.
Wow.
Because they weren't allowed to film. So I guess he was like, fuck, I'm pretty fucked now. I'm not going to, like, sit around talking to these girls. And my agreement with Bella is out the window. So what can I do now?
My agreement with Bella's out the window.
Yeah, that's what you do when you just want fame. You don't care. So that's what they were doing. And I mean, it's just he's a sleaze. Like, even his ex has come out and said it. Like, you know, there's an article with her and I together, and she has said the same thing, that he just wants fame. Like, he doesn't want anything else, and he's told her that.
Wow.
But, you know, like, the producers are just fucked as him. I'm sorry. They're so fucked up. I will never, ever go. Like, they asked me to come back as an intruder, by the way. I forgot to tell you that. And they said to me, the girls were so intimidated by you because they thought you were the prettiest one. It would actually be good if you came back, because they felt so relieved, and they said that when you left. I had a psychologist call me and ask me if I would go back.
Oh, my God. And what did you say?
And I said, there's no way I'll be subjected to that. I'm not a toy for you to turn off and on when you feel like it. No.
Good on you for standing up for yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to go on Bachelor in Paradise. I'm not going to do any of that. Like, for me, like, I'm a businesswoman, yeah. Like, my reputation is so important. And I'm not going to sell myself just for 5 minutes of fame. Like, it's not even worth it. It's not.
Who do you think's going to be the villain this season?
Laura has come out and said she wants to be. That's obvious. So she'll be the villain. As you can see, that's all she wants, spotlight. And I reckon there'll be, well, I don't know how long Ariba lasts. I think she leaves like next week or the week after. I think they just really like, not to be controversial, but to be honest, I feel like they didn't want to make him look like he was racist because he's such a bogan. So they sort of wanted that diversity. But she'll leave soon. But so I honestly think Laura. And if I had to pick another girl, I don't know. I think pretty much most of them will become villains, whether they think that they are or not, because it's a lion's den. It really is. And they're being all thrown in there. So it's, you know, it's a race right now. Yeah. Who's going to win? But
yeah, for airtime as well as him.
Of course. So, but Laura, for now, she wants to be the villain. She's actually come out and said it. So she will be the villain as long as she stays in there.
Someone else told me that you had a tantrum over a hairnet. What was that about?
A hairnet?
Yes.
What's a hairnet?
Like a net that you put on your hair before bed. Apparently you weren't given one by production and you went off your chops at them.
I went off my chops at them for about pretty much everything. Maybe. I didn't want to wear the dress that they put me in. I did tell them I didn't want to wear certain things that they wanted me to wear. There are a lot of things that I went off with them about. Like, there were certain things like not letting me outside for fresh air, or it's just, look, I'm not a princess, but I can't, I know what I want and I know what image I want to portray myself in. And if you're going to make me look a certain way and portray me in a certain way, I'm not going to accept it. You know, like, I had a battle with them about my dress. I said, I'm Lebanese, I'm Arab. You're just making me look like stereotypical Arab. Like, it's unfair that you're putting me, you know, in that sort of light.
Mm.
Yeah, so there was a battle about 2 hours before because of the dress that I was wearing.
Diva.
And I was like, I'm wearing my Saint Laurent shoes if you're making me wear this dress. I'm not wearing any of your Target shoes. No.
Target. There's a diva in the house, in the mansion.
Yeah.
I saw
and
your.
And they were like, you're wearing a $25,000 Swarovski choker. I was like, it's fucking ugly. Like, I don't care. I wanted to wear my Chanel choker. They wouldn't let me wear it.
I saw your dress was J'adore. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, it was the same one that Kylie Jenner wore, but I'm not Kylie Jenner.
Oh, God.
I don't look like that.
Goals. Can I borrow it?
I know. Yeah, of course.
Oh, so it was your dress. You took it yourself.
No.
Oh, okay. They
but
lent it to
I
you.
Have but I'm so but you, I'm saying if you really wanted it, I can get someone to send it to me. I'll just be like, give it to me, I need it.
Give it and sell it on eBay.
I actually didn't really want to wear that dress. I wanted to wear my friend's. He designs couture dresses and it's Alan McCall. I actually wanted to wear one of his dresses and they wouldn't let me.
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah, but oh well.
Has anyone like famous reached out to you since the show started? Any guys from any guys, batchy dudes sliding into your DMs?
Yeah.
Who?
Can I say?
Yeah, well, of course.
I've had Kieran.
Kieran from Batchy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's a super spreader. Be careful.
Oh, I'm sure he is, but I'm a super spreader too. So
are you?
Okay.
Love that for
actually,
you guys.
I can't be. I'm not a guy. I just realized what you meant. Tim, I've had Alex from Mac.
Oh, the one that was with Lockie.
Yeah. Well, she's not a guy, but
what did she say?
Reached out. Well, she was just like, I can't believe you left. You're literally the prettiest one in there.
Well, that's nice.
And I had Lockie's ex-girlfriend also. We were talking about how fake he is.
What was she saying?
she was like, oh my God, he's there for fame. And I was like, I know. And I was like, look, there's an article of us together saying the same thing. She's like, I know, I saw that. Martha hasn't reached out, although they wrote an article saying I'm a Martha lookalike.
You are. I don't know if
she's happy.
You are Martha lookalike.
That or not. But yeah. I don't know. She hasn't said anything to me. So hopefully she's okay with looking like me or me looking like her.
Sure she is. I'm sure it's a compliment.
Oh, she's beautiful. So I'm happy with that. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I've had randoms, but they're no one, like they're not really celebrities, so to speak. I mean, I'm not either, but yeah.
A bit of action in your DMs.
Yeah, I guess so.
Actually, would you go for Kieran? Did you reply to him? I got caught up in the whole Alex thing.
We spoke. We did speak. But like nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Friends for now.
Probably forever. I'm 31 this year. I'm past the bad boy stage about 10 years ago.
Yeah, he's only 26 as well. So he might be a little bit younger.
My God.
Unless you like toy boys, unless you're like Kira and you like a toy boy.
No, I think the toy boys will happen when I'm 40 and a little more successful.
So what's next for you? Would you do TV again?
I do want to do TV, but not that sort of stuff.
Right.
Maybe like commercials. Maybe you'll see me on Neighbours. Who knows? But like nothing like puppet world. I can't do that.
I could see you on I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here and just having a massive diva meltdown.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not a celebrity. That's the thing.
Well, you're on TV show. Depends what your definition of like celebrity is.
Like I've had people just so salty, like, who are you? You were on TV for like 5 minutes. And I was like, I know, but it was my choice. Like I didn't want to be on there.
It's a fast revolving door these days. Everyone's a celebrity.
I'm into like other things. Like I've always wanted to be an actress, always. Like I love being in front of the camera, but just not like that.
Well, I'm sad we didn't get to see more of you. And maybe this will open up some acting doors for you. You never know.
Maybe. I don't think I'm really – I just think you have to just have more airtime. Like I'll be forgotten maybe like in a week in terms of The Bachelor. But
maybe not. Maybe not after this interview. People might remember.
Maybe I've just caused too much drama. But listen, I'm just a very outspoken person. It's not like I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to create awareness. So then when girls look at this and they think it's glamorous, they need to understand what they're really signing up for. They need to know that they need to be completely mentally prepared. And if they're going on there for the agenda of publicity, good on them. But just understand that it's not as simple as I want publicity. It comes with a lot of things and you're subjected to a lot of brutality and, you know, a lot of you need to degrade yourself and go to low level. That's what it is.
Harsh.
Yeah, it's the truth. It's the harsh truth. And I think people really need to know and be aware of it. And they just need to know that's what you're signing up for. Yep. Absolutely.
And that's why I like having you on the show because you tell it how it is and that's what we love here.
Exactly.
We stan you.
I'll always tell it how it is. You can call me anytime. I'll tell you how it is.
Okay. I might call you during the season and you can spill some more tea if you find out any more things from the grapevine, although the girls are probably going to be very careful not to tell you anymore now.
Of course. They're really reluctant, but
you'll find a way.
We'll find a way 100%.
All right. Well, thanks so much for that. Tea, Nadine.
No worries. Explosive. I'm so sorry if I spoke too much. I feel like I needed to get it all out.
No, it's good. It's like a therapy session.
Yeah,
and I love
absolutely.
That you're telling it to me. Absolutely. It's juicy. It's just what we love here. Very on brand.
Yeah. Of course.
Put you on speed dial for the rest of the season. If I've got any more questions, we'll buzz you.
Awesome. I'm here.
All right. Thanks, lovely. Chat soon.
No worries, darling. Take care. Bye.
Oh my God.
So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto. Oh my God. Nadine does not hold back. Absolutely zero fucks given, which is what we love around here. I'm still in shock. That's all the tea I've got for you guys today. As usual, it's more than enough. I'm always going above and beyond for you guys here. I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who has been sliding into my DMs, sending me tips, requests, receipts. I truly have spies everywhere. It's amazing. I was inundated with over 1,000 messages last week, which is wild because before the podcast, I hadn't had anyone slide into my DMs for years. So it's been a bit overwhelming trying to respond to everyone, but I will endeavor to get back to you all very soon. For those who haven't slid in yet, I'm on Instagram at Megan Pistetto or at Dramatic Podcast. Also, if you haven't already, please join the Facebook group where I will be sharing more exclusive content on there daily, keeping you all up to date with everything So Dramatic. If you enjoyed this episode, which I assume is all of you, please subscribe, rate, and review. 5 stars only, of course. And share, share, share. If you could please post a screenshot on Instagram whilst you're listening to the podcast, or share the episode link on Facebook, or text it to a friend. Let's get it to number one again this week, guys. We can do it. You're all such amazing little super spreaders last week. Thanks to you, So Dramatic is spreading around the country. Let's get it to number one again, and I can't wait to bring you more juicy scoops next week. Thank you for listening to another episode of So Dramatic.
Oh my God.
So Dramatic with Megan Pistetto.